Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jessica, and I am, am I in a very unique state, and I don't know if I'll ever go back to how it once was. I'm coming through the microphone about 2 weeks exactly, almost, since I returned from my sacred pilgrimage to Avalon, otherwise known as Glastonbury, UK, a portal, a dimension within a dimension, a couple hours outside of London. And I have been running a beautiful mastermind called the Seven Sisters for the last 6 months. This is a mastermind that I'm going to continue to do year after year. That is a six-month journey working with me as a business coach. I bring in my coach, the woman who coaches me, my mentor, to coach the women in this container on personal development, spirituality. And then we complete our six-month journey in Avalon. And, you know, I heard the word Avalon for the first time. Maybe I'd heard it before, but I had heard it for the first time. About a year and a half ago, I was on my book tour for the Lightwork. I was visiting a friend in LA while I was there for some press and podcast stuff. And she was talking about how she was thinking about going to this place called Avalon. I was sitting in her kitchen drinking coffee, and that word just hit my body, hit my field, hit my psyche, hit my soul. And I knew that I had to go there. And I also knew that I wasn't meant to go alone, that I was meant to go with women, to take a priestess path back into what I soon learned was and is the most potent feminine portal on the planet. And so I'm coming on today's unlocking episode to really unlock this trip, because I'm still unlocking it, to be honest. I'm here this summer in Nashville. I'm taking a quiet sabbatical, couple weeks off before we jump into a beautiful event. I hope you're joining me on August 13th at Brilliance, which is a full-day summit for female entrepreneurs who are ready to claim their seat at the seven-figure table with Kate Northrup and Sarah Jenks and Natalie McNeil and Allegra Cohen. We're going to have basically one big disco dance party celebrating how far we've come, to be honest. It's going to be incredible. But I have been, quite frankly, quietly recoiling this beautiful month of July, processing what I just went through, because it was massive. And for those of you who know my story, you know, I went to Egypt in 2022 and died. And literally my whole life kind of dissolved as I knew it. I came back and just stepped into a whole new timeline. And I really feel that this trip to Avalon was the next step for my work and for my own spiritual connection to the feminine. And I'm so grateful that I had seven women and my beautiful team pilgrimage alongside me for those 7 days. And if you're interested in jumping into the mastermind of Seven Sisters, the only way to come into the mastermind is to actually join my Claim Your Light retreat first. And the reason for that, I'm going to be really honest. You know, there's so much glorification and trendiness and branding and marketing around the divine feminine today, especially in America. And this work, this deep, ancient, coded feminine path of returning to the true responsibility of what it means to walk the path of the goddess, is serious work. And it requires you to really be able and available to look at your own shadow, to look at your own self-limiting beliefs, to make new agreements to Gaia that are rooted in the highest and greatest will of all, not just yourself, to work in interdependence and not hierarchy, to work from a place of devotion and embodiment over performance. And so back to why I really have this initiatory process, if you will, to come into my mastermind, is you have to have shown, for lack of a better word, that you're willing and available to commit to this path, that you've got skin in the game, that you are really here to be a new earth feminine leader of this time in humanity. And this isn't a grandiose pedestaling type of self-identity I'm asking of myself or any of my community, but a serious understanding of the weight of what it really requires to walk this path. I mean, priestesses within the Isis temples and Mary Magdalene had to be initiated. You couldn't just come through as a front door newbie. You had to do the work and show yourself, the goddess, your sisters, that you were willing and able and ready to lay down your own projections, ego, personal desires, frankly, to contribute to a greater whole and healing. And so Avalon took us into that reckoning. There are spirals everywhere. I really felt the second we got to the land, I mean, you begin to spiral. Things start to come up. You see past lives, parallel lives flash in front of your eyes. I almost had this experience of like deja vu. I'm sure you've all had that experience of deja vu where you're here, but you're not. You've seen this before. Imagine having that conscious feeling all day long. And it brings up a lot. And there are multi-dimensions within Avalon. There's sort of the Glastonbury dimension of the Christian churches and Mother Mary, and, you know, Jesus has walked through these lands. And there's that real sense of religious connection that's very 3D, in my opinion, but nothing wrong with that. That's what a lot of people connect to and have attuned their whole religious spiritual journey around. But then there's this other world, this hidden dimension that is really etheric and mystical and ever-present, that is rooted in the majesty and the vibration of goddess. And we went to all of the sacred sites. We went to the Chalice Well, where we really communed with the sacred waters, and understanding that water, which is a feminine essence and a feminine energy and element, holds memory. And we sang this song everywhere we went. And I won't sing it because I'm tone deaf, but the lyrics go, "And we will never, ever lose our way to the well of her memory and the power of her living flame. It will rise. It will rise again." And that living flame is an homage to the goddess Brigid, who we learned all about from one of our many guides. We had multiple guides that were actual ordained priestesses that are from the land, that have lived in Glastonbury for 20, 30 years, who, in my experience and perspective in witnessing them and meeting them and getting to walk these sacred lands and learn from them, I have a whole new template of the goddess herself, of the divine feminine, that it is not something to perform, but it is something to embody. These women were not that glamorous. They were not ordained in crystals and feathers and beautiful jewelry and flowing dresses. They were every woman walking the lands as stewards of the goddess. And we learned about Brigid and her codes of compassion. And I remember walking with this priestess, Marion, who was our guide through the waters. She took us to the well and to the sacred site of Bride's Mound, where it was said was the entry to Avalon, where the priestesses who had been chosen to be priestesses entered the mists, and that Mary Magdalene and Brigid had walked through Bride's Mound. And we were sitting with her, and she just so casually states that Brigid believes that there's no such word as forgiveness, only compassion, that there is nothing to forgive, because we all can see, we all should see and live from the lens of the heart and the recognition that everyone is just trying their best, that everyone is human, that everyone has had their own circumstances laid upon their lifetime that has potentially led them to pain, that has catalyzed them to cause others pain. And therefore, we should hold compassion for that root of their humanity versus forgiveness for their behavior. It was one experience like that after the next. We worked with this incredible woman, Deb Stanley, who, shout out to Debs, I'll leave a link to her Instagram. I'll leave a link to every one of their Instagrams. Debs was a womb shaman. And we did this beautiful shamanic womb activation with her, where we all sat in a sacred circle in this beautiful place we rented. This was our little oasis, this little vortex bubble outside of the dimensions and the other world of Avalon that we would come back to every day or stay at all day long, depending on our activity. That was just so powerful. And Debs took us through this beautiful internal journey into our womb space. If you've been listening to my show for a minute, you know I've done quite a bit of psychedelic medicines, and this was completely a coherent experience. And I was able to reach infinite vastness, oneness, 0 point blackness with my breath and Deb's drumming and meditation that took us into the depths of our feminine essence, which is, I mean, there's really no words to describe the vastness of which I was able to access. And it was so beautiful, and it was so big, and it was so powerful, and it was at the same time so peaceful, so loving, so deep, so endless, so safe. And that feeling of our feminine power that lives within our own bodies, deep inside of our wombs, is the code that at least I took away was the power of our femininity. It's really who we've always meant to be as women, to walk through our lives with that depth of knowingness of our quiet, beautiful, vast power. And it was something that our mothers didn't know, and our grandmothers didn't know, and our great-grandmothers didn't know. And we as women of today, of this modern era, get to walk with this new sense of selfhood, but also service of what the feminine is here to really remind all women of and bring forward into sacred union with the masculine. We worked with this incredible masculine teacher. I'm not going to share his name. He's actually very, very under the radar, kind of lives off grid. Shout out to my best friend, Megan, who is our producer and found him. And he came out of retreat, essentially. We were the only group he'd worked with in years. He channels a sacred masculine being. I thought it was extremely important, being the holder of this experience and teacher and coach, right? Mentor to these beautiful seven women that are working on their businesses. They're calibrating more into their feminine. I mean, the women in this mastermind, I could do a whole episode on each of you. If you're listening, I love you. And they are all wanting and aspiring to and are doing deep, important work in their businesses to grow abundant, overflowing enterprises that are of service to their communities and profitable to their families and to their own livelihoods. And yet, I didn't want to just go into the feminine within Avalon. In fact, the sacred symbol all throughout Avalon, aside from the spirals, is the Vesica Pisces, which is a symbol of sacred union, which is converging two perfect circles into this. It's more beautiful than a Venn diagram. You can Google it, the Vesica Pisces. I'll leave maybe a link to it in the show notes. I have a tattoo of the Vesica Pisces on my arm now, on my right arm, that I got actually after my first trip to Avalon in April of this year when we went to scout it for this retreat. I came home. I'm like, I got to get a tattoo of this because it's really the whole game is sacred union. All right, sisters, let me ask you a question. Are you finally ready to sync your inner rhythm and system with the wisdom of the earth and the cosmos? I am so excited to introduce you to Microflow, the cleanest, most high vibrational magic mushroom microdosing supplements on the market. I have been taking them for the last 3 years, and they have completely altered my consciousness, shape-shifted my body, expanded me into infinite abundance, and healed my nervous system. They are 100% organically grown, third-party lab-tested, Reiki-infused, and intentionally formulated by renowned root cause health expert Christy Nault, making MicroFlow the only microdose supplement on the market that is cycle syncing and designed to support the female nervous system. The Exude and Surrender bundle is a beautiful entry point. Rotate them with your cycle or the moon like I do. This bundle includes Exude for heart-opening, radiant, expressive energy that I love to take during my follicular and ovulation phases, and Surrender for softening, deep nourishment, and inner reconnection during my luteal and menstrual phases. These blends help you drop out of your head and into your heart and truly embody your divine feminine essence. Now, if you're looking to go a little bit deeper into ceremony, healing, and 7D consciousness, the Theta Blend made with sacred blue lotus is for you. Now, there's a bonus. When you get the Theta Blend, you'll get access to Christy's full ceremonial recordings with your purchase. Microdosing is the future, you guys. It isn't about getting tripped out or bypassing yourself spiritually. It's about coming home to your body, to your soul, and to your truth. I cannot recommend MicroFlow enough. I have dabbled with other supplements throughout my life, and nothing has truly recalibrated my entire system with feminine ease the way that MicroFlow has. It has truly changed my life, and I want this for you. So go to microflowhealing.com and enter code Jessica10 to get $10 off your order. That's microflowhealing.com and enter Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order. It's how this planet Gaia was birthed through the divine feminine and divine masculine polarities and energies in equal harmonic form. It's the only way that this planet is able to actually survive, let alone thrive. And we've become so off kilter in our own bodies, our own family systems, our own companies, our own culture, societies, governments, countries, the whole system at large is just totally off balance. And to go into Avalon is to really meet that sacred union within yourself. So back to our beautiful masculine practitioner, I felt it was super important to bring in not just these priestess guides, these womb shamans, but the masculine. And we were so gifted to have this really soul retrieval. This wasn't just a spiritual pilgrimage. It was a soul retrieval within our bodies, within our beingness, within our consciousness, within our relationships with one another, within the sacred sisterhood. And really, there were so many breakthroughs and moments of silence as we walked these lands, drumming, singing, crying. We weren't there to perform sisterhood. Avalon won't let you do that. We were becoming sisters of Gaia. And I really want to speak of my sisters, these seven women that, you know, joined me in February in this mastermind. The Seven Sisters Mastermind will open again at the end of this year. If you've come to claim your light, you will have the ability to apply. If you're coming to Sedona, that's what's open right now. We have about 3 spots left to my Claim Your Light Sedona retreat in January. And then the mastermind begins February through July, and we will be returning to Avalon next summer. I've already picked the dates. I'm super excited to go back and work with the same practitioners and guides and stay at the same location. We have, to be honest, like this experience dialed, and I cannot wait personally to go back. I really found my feminine spiritual home. And if you're feeling the call, I'll leave a link to apply and book a call for Claim Your Light if you're interested in participating in this experience. But to my seven sisters, we all arrived. Actually, my higher self planned this retreat to begin on July 7th. Okay, I didn't even put the dots together. 7-7 of this year with 7 women. And we did a very sacred ceremony at the end on the last day where they had to write their own vows and read them in front of all of us. And it was this beautiful ceremony, and I won't get into too much detail because it was sacred. The declarations that came out of these women's mouths, the words they used, the phrases they said, the poetry they recited from their souls to be witnessed by all of us in this sacred container was spoken by women who were not the same women that stepped in on day one. And since our return, we've all been unraveling. We've all been processing. I'm so grateful that I've had this sacred time to really be in a lot of slowness and stillness. One of the women came back and closed a $30,000 contract. Another woman had like this breakthrough moment with her mother. Another one of the sisters is just showing up so differently on her social media and is calibrating her entire community around this new energy. It's just unbelievable. But I really want to share in service of you today this key that whether you ever go to Avalon, whether this resonates with you, whether this is something that calls you specifically from a geographical perspective, the key is to really understand that your timeline here as an awake and remembered woman, who I know you are because you're listening to my podcast, is to devote yourself, not to the external perception and image of what you think it needs to look like, but to really, truly go within and get clear on what you're really not here to do or even who you're here to be, but what you're devoting your work, your energy, your gifts, your timeline to. I don't think that I've ever seen devotion to the feminine and the masculine like I saw it in Avalon. And that sacred union, it is a brand new template that I now have in my body, and I will do my best as your teacher, as your sister, as your podcast host, as your coach, as your mentor, as your content creator, wherever you might find me, to walk that template with integrity and to devote myself to the path of the priestess, which is not feathers in your hair and beautiful outfits and beautiful music and medicine work and living in a vibration of constant flow and ease, but to really actually look at my own shadow, to take responsibility for where I'm not in right relationship, to devote myself to the recalibration of the masculine and the feminine within myself so that I can walk the path of truth. And that's really my invitation to all of us. So I hope today's recap of my sacred spiritual pilgrimage to Avalon unlocked something new in you, a new perspective, a new vision, a new remembrance, and that you never forget your role, which is nothing more than living your life as a piece, a sacred piece of the goddess. And I hope after today's episode, you understand in your body a little bit more about what that really means. All right, my beautiful friends, spiritual hustlers, sisters, priestesses of the new earth rising, lightworker women. I hope that you join me on August 13th. If you can't make it to my retreats, if you can't make it to my masterminds, absolutely understand. I want you in my community nonetheless. I feel you. I know you. I love you. I would be honored to be with you where we celebrate the fact that we're already awake and remembered women. It's going to be a vibe. Don't miss it. Link to register to that is in the show notes. It's totally free. All right, I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler podcast. Bye, guys.